Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insider podcast, aka The Whip Show. And yo, this is episode 10. This is officially the Stand and Deliver match card pre-show part one. We're going to do this in two parts. But guess what? In this episode, I went back in my bag. The very first guest we ever had on NXT with Najee, my boy Ryan, is in the building via Zoom today, coming from Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, bro? What's going on? Good to be back. Hope everything is good with you.
Oh, yeah, man. Things have been good, brother. I'm just, you know, prepping up for the summer. I don't know if I've told the audience yet, but I'm getting ready to head up to the Poconos to work with some kids and stuff like I used to for the summer. Try to get back to, you know, whatever community I can. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm prepping for WrestleMania weekend, which is literally right around the corner. I can't believe I'm just days away from that, man. But how have you been? Right. How have you been? That's the question.
Man, I've been good. I've just been kind of laying low, just been chilling, honestly. I've just been kind of dipping my hand in a couple different things, designing t-shirts, working on websites. But overall, I feel like I've been good. I'm actually looking forward to later this year, September, I'll be back in Florida. So.
All right, man. You mean like back like permanently? Or are you coming back?
No, back
to, like,
for a
visit.
Yeah, okay, back for a visit. Actually, back for probably like a week and a half, 2 weeks. My mom is having an event for my brother down there, so I'll be back to visit. So I definitely want to try to see the group while I'm there.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. We're gonna have to make it a big spectacle. That's my birthday month too, brother. So we can have some fun with that as well.
Let's go. But,
so I'm excited because we're at our WrestleMania essentially. We're Stand and Deliver now. And I've decided to pick three of the matches that are on the card so far. And the three matches we're going to talk about today are for the North American Championship, Dijak versus Briggs versus Obafemi. Now, we'll get to the details of that match, and I'll have some questions for you and some comments also about it too. But my second match that I chose is Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. I think that being present there as NXT Renegades, I think that'll be a lot of fun for us to talk about as well. Then last but not least, you remember last time I had you on the show, I asked you a question about Trick and Melo. Yeah. And the question was, if Melo didn't do it, who did? And, you know, we found out Melo did it. So we're going to save that match for the last one we talk about here. All right. So we got Obafemi. Retaining his title. That's what I'm going to say it as. But we got him defending his title against Briggs and Dijak. Now, I think Oba's story as a champion has been a lot of fun. I think we all thought he was going to originally go for that NXT title with his contract, but shocked the world and boom, he's been a fantastic champion who has been crazy dominant so far in all of his, you know, matches where he's retained. But when it comes to somebody like Dijak, who's a big dude, what do you think that Dijak brings to the table? What do you think that makes him a potential person to end that reign?
I think something that Dijak brings to the table, I mean, honestly, he's a good wrestler. I can't really say too many bad things about his matches overall. I think he's been pulling out a lot of crazy things as of late just to show us how much of a good wrestler he is, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. So I think just having him in that match just in general, he'll definitely pose a challenge to Oba, especially like you said, him being a bigger person. You know, I think we've only really seen Oba kind of go up against not really like smaller guys, but just guys that aren't, you know, built the same way as he is. So to see him go against someone that's more on his level, I think that'd be very entertaining for sure.
Yeah, like I think that Dijak's power and like you mentioned earlier, he's done some things that have really open our eyes to his abilities. He has like zero fear, and he's already been on the big stage somewhat, being on the main roster for a little bit and being featured on, you know, weekly television. But when it comes to Briggs now, we got another big guy. So this is a powerhouse, big, giant, heavy match. And to me personally, and I know that some of the, you know, people in our circle think that he's main roster ready. And now that he's kind of doing his own thing as a singles performer, how do you feel about that? Do you think that he's ready to really have that breakout? Because if Oba doesn't retain, I'll say right now that he's probably my pick to win that match if Oba doesn't retain.
I would probably have to agree with you. I would definitely say I was on board when they went with that storyline of, you know, Briggs and Jensen and them, you know, kind of going their own ways. I was very interested to see what each of them did. I think I don't want to say that Briggs is main roster ready. I would say that he's close to it. I would definitely want to see a little bit more of what he does as a single star in NXT before they do that call up. But I think having him in that match would definitely be good because he also brings that power element. And, you know, just like with Dijak, I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder, and so he's coming out with something to prove.
Yeah. All right. So my final pick officially, I'm gonna say, is Obafemi retains. What's your final pick?
I would probably have to say Oba retains. If he doesn't retain, honestly, I'm probably gonna have to go the opposite of what you said and probably pick Dijak. Just because, you know, he's been around for a minute, and I think, like I said, I feel like he has more of a chip on his shoulder, and I think honestly, he's been doing enough to prove, you know, that he deserves a little bit of a title run down there.
Yeah. All right. Well, you heard it here. So we're gonna move on now to my second pick for our part one of our pre-show here for the match card. We got Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. Now, we talk about it every week. Roxanne's aggression has been awesome. I like Roxanne heel. Some people don't like it. But I think that her controlling that aggression in that match will be the key to her walking away with that title. I do think she has to be aggressive. If she lets off for 1 second, Lyra's going to kick into that gear that we saw her kick into against Becky. So make sure y'all ain't sleeping on Lyra because Lyra does have it in her. I know we don't see her do it that much, but Lyra's got it in her, y'all. So
Right, she can
how
go the
you feel
distance.
about that?
So that match I'm very interested in for a couple reasons. One, because you know I think the main point is that Roxanne never lost her title, so she has that she you know that's her main fighting you know cause that she never lost her title. As far as her being a heel, I don't want to I wouldn't say that I like it or dislike it. I'm definitely like indifferent because I feel like they. It feel like it was kind of forced, in my opinion. I feel like it was kind of like the stereotypical thing of like, where were you guys when I wasn't here? Even though I feel like people
Yeah.
were, you know, still cheering for her when she was out and stuff like that. And she has a credible, you know, a credible reason for wanting to go after that title. And like I said, she never lost it. But I agree with what you said. You gotta keep an eye out for Lyra because if she takes that foot off that gas just one bit, Lyra will kick into that gear and, you know, Roxanne might not be able to recover. I would like to see Roxanne win. I think it would help solidify her turn. I feel like if she turns and doesn't, you know, get anything out of it, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that one. I've been saying this for a while, and I think I say it every week almost. I think that Roxanne's gonna get one more reign as champion. Like I believe she does deserve it after not losing her title, after giving so much to where she just physically couldn't even do it anymore. Like that says something right there about your dedication, and that reminds me a lot of Seth, and even how Seth is performing as the heavyweight champion. Like it reminds me a lot of that. So. My question is, win or lose, do they keep her on NXT or does she go to the main roster afterwards? Because as champion, I could see her staying for a little bit, obviously not a crazy long run, and still moving up. But say she loses and Lyra retains, does that mean Roxanne's still gonna move up, or does that mean that they feel she needs to wait on NXT a little bit longer?
Man, that's a good one. I would probably have to lean more towards her going up to the main roster, simply because of kind of what you just said about like that showing that she had where she, you know, she gave everything that she could. I think that in itself showed that she's ready to perform on that bigger stage, letting people know, okay, like I can be this fighting baby face, I can be this underdog. And that's why, like I said, I feel like if they're gonna stick with this heel turn, she has to win in order for it to solidify. So I feel like if she wins, she stays on NXT for that small run just to kind of make up for the time that she lost when she wasn't there. But I think that if she loses, the only real thing that she can do is go main roster because she kind of did everything else already in NXT.
Yeah. All right. Hi, man. So here it is. We're back. We're right back to where we were in January, except this time some questions have been answered.
We got answers.
Some plans have been exposed, and some trickery, no pun intended, is afoot. So we got Trick versus Melo, in which I believe is the main event. I've read some articles to where It should be the main event. It is the main event, I guess. I don't know if that's official, like I said, but wow. What a story this really is, bro. Like all of it all together. From Trick just even being down with Melo through everything and having his back, and some of the entrances that Trick has even helped Melo with just to make him be him. You know what I mean? Like it's a full-fledged, full circle story of like, do you have my back the same way I have yours? Like,
right.
Why can't you love me when I shine the same way I loved you when you shine? And now it's just like the question is this Trick's time to shine? Like, is this his time to shine? Or will they have Melo shock the world and pin Trick?
So I feel like this one could honestly go either way. I could see the shock win for Melo kind of on the same slate as Roxanne. You know, they kind of just turned him heel. So it's like, if he turned heel, turn on his boy, and then Trick immediately gets the revenge, kind of cuts that story short. And then it's kind of like, okay, what does Melo do as a heel after that? Whereas if he wins that match, then, you know, he can continue having his head blown up. It allows Trick to continue being that fighting baby face that we love to see him as, knowing that eventually his time is going to come. I think that his time is now. I think that they just need to give Melo that first, like, real win over him. Like, yeah, not like to kind of rub it in Trick's face, almost like, yeah, not like you're not ready for it. And then that way Trick can come back one more time, then prove to him, like, nah, I am ready for it. Because in my head, the way that I've always kind of seen it is that Melo turns heel, he wiggles his way back into a title picture, and then Trick is the one that takes it off of him. That's my way of seeing the story end.
And that's the way I wish it kind of would have went down at Roadblock. Like, I was hoping that, like, Melo would take on Ilya, and Melo would win the title off Ilya so that we could get Trick versus Melo for the title.
Right, because then that would be, like, the perfect return. You know, I like how Tony did it. I like how Tony did it. But it's like if Ilya loses and then Trick comes out, like, yeah, I'm your next challenger. Like,
so now here it is, though, because I read a rumor last week that the main roster wants Trick. So now if the main roster takes Trick and Melo, that kind of gives me more of an explanation as to why Tony D is now probably gonna, well, I'm not gonna say anything because I want to save that for the next, you know, part two. But
yeah, nah,
I think that's why Tony D's in the position that he's in. I think that's why Tony D's in the position he's in and not Trick or Melo, because I think they're both going. Like, if you watch SmackDown, they're yelling whoop that Trick
yeah
for almost every situation
every
they want him.
And they've already had Melo come up to SmackDown for a couple matches. Like, I feel like that was kind of like testing the waters to see how he would do up there. And obviously we knew he would do good. The only thing about that is, like, I feel like there, it could be a thing of like, okay, one of them thought that the chapter or that the story ended in NXT, but they could be the type of people where it's like, nah, like they're going to have a lifelong rivalry now. Like, no matter where they end up, they're going to always end up crossing paths type of thing.
I think they're both going to end up on the same show. My guess is they end up on Monday Night Raw, because we got Braun and Tiffany on SmackDown. And that seems like the best place for them. They can be themselves, be unscripted, unedited once it switches to Netflix. But now, back to the match. What do you think that this will really mean for Trick? Like, do you think, since that rumor's going around, that we will at least get to see him with a title run before he gets called up? Or do you think that it's going to be like right after Stand and Deliver, dude, you got battlegrounds and you're ours type thing?
So for me, I mean, I want to see him hold that title, but I don't want it to be a thing of him win it and then him relinquish it because he's getting called up. But at the same time, like, he has so much star power where it's like, I feel like if you don't let him, like, if he doesn't win that match, then you can't send him back to NXT, because then at that point, like, he's too big for that arena. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has to, at that point, he has to be on a main roster.
Ooh, hear me out. Say, Say Melo tries to cheat, right?
Which he's a heel, so I wouldn't be surprised.
And what if we get a returning Wiss and he helps Trick get the W?
See, that would be crazy, but the only reason why I don't see that happening is because Wes really never had anything to do with that story. His whole thing was like, I had to relinquish a title. Like, I was hurt. I want to go back for a title again. Mm-hmm. If anything, I see him coming back and facing off with whoever wins that Tony D'Angelo Ilya match.
Yeah, because I mean, we got to get that from Wes too at some point.
Yeah,
but I think
because I forget I how Trick long he's get been the out, belt. But I think it's time for him to come back.
Bro. Yeah, I think Trick will get the belt before Wes will, and then maybe that's when Wes makes his comeback and challenges him like face to face on a like, yo, mm-hmm. I respect you. You respect me. Thank you for finally taking care of the Melo problem.
Right.
But that goes into the last part. So I feel like this is an easy question. Who is your pick? Trick Williams or Carmelo Hayes?
My pick is definitely going to be Trick. Like I said, I think his time is now. I mean, I feel like even if he loses, I think it's still a win for him in a way, depending on how you look at it. Because like I said, I think he just has so much star power. You can't really go wrong with a win or a loss, but I think he's going to win. That's just my pick.
Yep, and you heard it here too. Trick Williams, my guy, my friend. You got our support, man. We hope you pull it off. We know you're going to pull it off. We know you're
going to be
pull
watching.
It off. And if something else happens, my brother, oh my God, the world will be shocked. But yo, thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on the show with me for part one. We will be right back with you with part two as soon as we get the whole entire card situated, my friend. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you for everybody who's been listening. Thanking everybody who's been really patient with me getting some of these episodes out. There's been a lot of things going on in life and just trying to get ready for probably the biggest weekend of our team's life in Philadelphia coming up in a couple days. So one more time, this is NXT with Najee, episode 10. It's been real. Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Peep the new logo, y'all. It's kind of dope. It's over there. It should be up there in that corner. All right, y'all. It's been real. Ryan, one more time, let everybody know your social medias, how they can find you.
Y'all can catch me at _legendary on Instagram. And then my photography Instagram is ireland.visuals.
All right, y'all. It's been real. Remember, your peace, your pace. We out of here.
Peace.
We'll be right back.